USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Mississippi State Penitentiary Wednesday evening executed Thomas Eddie Loden for raping and murdering 16-year-old Lisa Marie Gray 20 years ago. Loden was pronounced dead at 6:12 p.m. local time by Sunflower County Coroner Heather Burton. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
The Democrat-led House passed a short-term spending bill Wednesday to keep government agencies funded at current levels through December 23rd, giving lawmakers more time to negotiate a roughly $1.7 trillion appropriations package that would cover the full fiscal year. Convicted murderer in California, Scott Peterson, may be getting a new trial.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. I'm Tim Berg.
After dumping multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, the storm on Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission around the moon. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. With two modes of angling, it exceeded power gathering from the sun. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby announced Wednesday Swati Murakizi, a U.S. Air Force veteran from Minnesota, was freed from Russian-controlled territory in a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. He was freed along with 64 soldiers of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. He claims he was beaten and tortured with electricity by his Russian captors. The Senate voted unanimously Wednesday to pass a bill that would ban TikTok on government-issued devices. The FBI has announced the social media app is surveilling Americans and delivering the data to communist China leaders. A growing number of states have barred state employees and contractors from using TikTok on government devices. After Elon Musk's son had an encounter with a stalker, changes are happening at Twitter regarding live location reveals.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney started at Elon Jet on Twitter using publicly available data from flight tracking services. The website's where you put in a plane's tail number and it tells you the craft's location. First, Twitter suspended the account despite Musk's pledge to keep it open on free speech grounds. Hours later, Twitter reinstated at Elon Jet, then killed it again. Topping it all, Musk is threatening to sue Sweeney. For what remains a mystery. I'm Richard Johnson.
Nurses have begun striking for higher wages in Britain. The Royal College of Nursing says as many as 100,000 staff took part in Thursday's strike. This is USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.